When I was about 4 or 5, I used to call the number in New York City that told you the weather. I'd listen to the voice and pretend to have a conversation with him. I even gave him a name. Too bad they didn't have the Swedish number back then. Yep, there's a phone number in Sweden that you can call, and a Swede will answer, and you can have a real conversation. A tourism group started it as a gimmick, but it's caught on. More than 160,000 people have called in so far, including the world's Jason Margolis.
You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden. This call may be recorded.
Blom?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, am I speaking with someone in Sweden?
Yes, random Swede answering.
That random Swede is Christer Blom, a 53-year-old software developer. He lives in the Swedish countryside about 100 miles west of Stockholm. He volunteered to field calls from people across the globe 2 weeks ago.
I just thought it would be a nice thing to do.
He says some people want travel tips, a lot call to talk about politics, others want to talk about anything.
Well, the call before you was, the first question was, what's your favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite dessert, just out of curiosity?
Well, I had to think a while, but and this time of the year is strawberry with some cream. Of course, it's a seasonal dessert. That's nice.
You might be thinking, how does learning about Christer's favorite summertime dessert promote travel to Sweden? Jenny Engström with the Swedish Tourist Association says the idea was first and foremost to create a genuine interaction.
What I think is the cool thing about this is that it's a phone call between two people. In this digital world we're living in, you're not able to hear people's voices or everything.
They want those voices speaking for Sweden to be unfiltered.
So let the people who live here promote Sweden instead of someone on a marketing firm telling you where to go or what to do.
She said they were hoping for 2,500 Swedish volunteers. They've gotten 30,000, including Sweden's prime minister. That's putting a lot of faith in average, ordinary citizens to market your country. I made a few calls, and everybody was off the charts friendly, though.
Yes, hi.
Lisa Harn is a medical student in Stockholm. She was taking a break from the books when I called. She says she downloaded an app to talk to people like me. I asked if the Swedish Tourist Association wants her to promote anything or if she has any bullet points to follow.
No, there's no information. It's just, okay, enter your number. And now it says, you're now logged in and you can answer for Sweden, the Swedish number.
The Swedish number was also introduced last month to mark 250 years since Sweden became the first country to abolish censorship. I had little doubt that the Swedes I was speaking with were free to say whatever they wanted.
Can I just let you hang on for 20 seconds? Just need to say goodbye to my friends here.
Yeah, sure.
That's right. Alexander Larsson, a college student, put me on hold. He came back quickly, and we had a nice conversation. He gave me a few travel tips. Then we ended up talking about politics and racism in his country. He says most of his conversations have nothing to do with Sweden at all.
Some people just call because they're lonely, I figured as well. So they just want to talk because there's no one else to talk to, I guess.
Did my phone calls make me want to visit Sweden again? A little. Did they make me think more highly of the place and the people? No question. If you want to talk to a random Swede yourself, call soon. The phone number, 011-46-771-793-336, will be disconnected on June 24th. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.
And in case that number went by too quickly for you, we have it at PRI.org. You're tuned to The World.